Mishnah Hey, we already learned at the beginning of the Masechta that if somebody does half a malacha, for example, when carrying from one domain into another, if he lifts it up and changes its domain, but then somebody else takes it from him and puts it down, so he didn't do the entire malacha, since he did not put it down in the new domain, and he is therefore not chayev, although it is forbidden midrabbanon to do even half a malacha, midoraisa, it is not forbidden, and therefore he is not chayev. So this Mishnah is going to give another couple of applications of this halacha. Hamaitz kikaloshos harabim, one who carries out a loaf of bread into a public domain, of course he is chayev. However, hitziuhu shnayim, if two people together carried out one loaf into rishus harabim, then pturin, they are exempt, and this is learnt from the posuk which says v'im nefesh achas techeto bishgaga, if one singular person sins, if he breaks Shabbos, and then it goes on to say what he is chayev. But we see from here that only if one person does the entire melacha himself, and not two people, only then would he be chayev. However, says the Mishnah, lo yochel echad leitziyei veitziyu shenayim. If one person alone was not able to take this out, let's say it was extremely heavy, veitziyuhu shenayim, and two people took it out, in that case, chayovim, they are both obligated, because they both did their entire part, which was necessary for the melacha to be done. It wasn't as if they shared one melacha. Since two people are needed to do this melacha, each person did everything they needed to do. They did sort of their entire part of the malacha, and the only way the malacha could have been done was by two people, and therefore chayovim, they are obligated. However, Rabbi Shimon played there. Rabbi Shimon exempts them even in this scenario, because at the end of the day, one cannot be chayev for a malacha unless he does the entire thing himself. And the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon is really based on psukim and how they interpret the psukim. Continues the mission with another important rule when it comes to the malacha of Hitzah. If somebody carries out food, but less than the minimum amount to be chayv for carrying, namely the size of a dried fig, so he carries food which is less than the size of a dried fig in a utensil. So of course, for the food, he is exempt. But the Mishnah says, Potter afala kli, he is even exempt for having carried out the utensil, although the utensil is considered significant. The reason being that since the entire purpose of carrying the utensil was for the sake of the food, it's considered secondary to the food. So if the food is not considered significant and he's not chayev for that, then all the more so he is not going to be chayev for the secondary utensil carrying that. Shaklit feilaloi, because the utensil is secondary to the food. On a similar note, as a chay b'mita, if somebody carries an alive person on a bed, there is a rule which dictates that hachay noses atzmai, somebody who is alive carries himself. Meaning, even if you carry somebody, you are not going to be chayev, because really he can carry himself. He has life inside of him, he's not something which you carry, really. He himself supports himself, and therefore you'll be exempt for carrying him, and by extension, potter af al hamita, you'll be exempt for carrying the bed as well, shehamita tefel aloi, because the bed is secondary to the person, and therefore you cannot be more obligated for the bed than the person. However, says the Mishnah, hameis b'mita, if you carry a dead person in the bed, then of course chayev, you will be obligated for having carried the dead person, because of course a dead person does not support himself or carry himself. Now the fact that you carried him in a bed doesn't increase the prohibition. That's not a second aveira, because as we explained, the bed is just secondary to the dead person, and that is how you are carrying the dead person. And ends off the Mishnah, v'chein kazayis min hameis. The same applies if somebody carries out the size of an olive of a dead person, so he carries out part of a dead person, v'chazayis min anavela, or the size of an olive of an animal which died without having been slaughtered, v'chadosh min hasheretz, or the size of a lentil of a dead sheretz, which refers to a number of different small animals which transmit tumor when they die, a severe level of tumor, and these amounts are the minimum for one to be chayev for carrying out those things on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, chayev, he is liable, and the reason for these amounts is because that is the minimum amount which can become tomei. The minimum amount of a dead body which can become tomei is the size of an olive. And the same goes for a dead animal, a regular animal. But when it comes to a sheretz, the minimum is a size of a lentil, smaller than the size of an olive, and so that is considered a significant part of that animal, such that if you would carry that amount into a rishus harabim on Shabbos, or from a rishus harabim into a rishus hayochid, then you would be chayev. Now, interestingly, in these last cases of the dead bodies and the dead animals, Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon says that this person will be exempt. And the reason for this is because this is a case of a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. And we've seen this principle once before, and it refers to a melacha which was done, but not for the constructive purpose or outcome which it's for. Meaning, in this case, why is he removing the dead body or the dead animals? Not because he wants those things in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That will be a positive outcome which he wants. I want these things, so I'm going to carry them into where I want them. Over here, what's he doing? He's removing them from somewhere. He doesn't want those things in his house, so he is getting rid of them into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Personally, he would have preferred not to have them there at all in the first place. So since the reason why he's doing the malacha is not for the positive outcome of having those in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, rather it is in order to get rid of them from where they are now, that is considered a malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa. And whereas, according to the Tanakhama, one is chayev for malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, it is only forbidden midrabbanon, and therefore one is not chayev for doing a malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa.